Minute 1 at 2:25. Members of the jury, we have now reached the stage of this trial when, after my charge to you, you will retire to the jury room to deliberate and decide whether the accused is guilty of the offenses with which he is charged. I will divide my charge into several parts, which I hope will make it easier for you to follow. Firstly, I will deal with the general concepts applicable to the trial of a criminal case by judge and jury. I will then deal with the law pertaining to the charges against the accused, and I will review and make some comments on the facts and on the positions taken by the Crown and the accused. I will then briefly advise you as to your duties in the jury room. The 12 of you are the judges in this case. Together we constitute the court. My function is to advise you as to the law. You must accept my advice in that regard and apply the law as I shall state it to you. You are the sole judges of the facts. It is your function and your function alone to decide what facts have been proven in this case from the evidence which you have heard and to decide what inferences are to be drawn from the facts. Please appoint one amongst you to chair your discussions. He or she will assist you in arriving at your verdict in an orderly and businesslike manner and will report your verdict to the court. You alone will decide what evidence you believe and what evidence you do not believe. You will decide on the whole of the evidence whether the accused is guilty or not guilty of the charges that I have read to you. Your duty to the community is to ascertain if a crime was committed and whether the accused committed those crimes.